Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam ya'ni lilladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillahi wa ma nazala minal haqq. ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله عز وجل يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن المجيد wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. One of the most effective tricks that shaitan uses against man in impeding his progress, in blocking his path to righteousness, is the effective trick of procrastination. Shaitan continues making a person believe that you still have a lot of time in life. What's the rush? Why you have to do it now? You're still young. You can always change later on. So continuously shaitan pressurizes a person and he troubles a person that now is not the time. The new year is coming. You can make a new year resolution. Ramadan is four months time is Ramadan. You can change a new page in your life in Ramadan. And like this, shaitan continuously makes a person believe that he has time in life. With the recent happenings, with the deaths we see around us, I'm sure this notion has to come out from our mind. But nevertheless, even if we still have time in life, what guarantee do we have that we are going to live and how long are we going to live? Hasan Basri rahimahullah, the great muhaddith, the great ascetic, great Sufi of this ummah, he would say, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, Iyaka wa taswif, beware of procrastination, beware of it. Be cautious from it. فَإِنَّكَ بِيَوْمِكْ وَلَسْتَ بِغَدْ. Because you here today, you don't know whether you're going to see tomorrow. You are living today, you don't know whether you're going to have a tomorrow. So, do whatever you need to do today. If you see tomorrow, then use tomorrow wisely, just as you use yesterday wisely. But if you don't see the next day, then you won't have any regrets, you won't lament, why didn't I take advantage of the day before? So procrastination is one of the most effective tools of shaitan, one of the most effective tricks of shaitan. However, this is something which doesn't make sense for a person to leave something for the next day, because we all know we may not see the next day. There's one ayat of Quran, a very, very powerful ayat of Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a remedy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers this trick of shaitan. The trick of shaitan is you still have time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in this ayat that the time is now. It's not that you have time, the time is now. It's not that you're young, the time is now. Whatever your age may be, whatever time of the year it may be, we may feel it's just this season, let me enjoy the season in the new year when you get back to work, when everything gets back to normal, inshallah I'll sort my life out then. But Allah says in this ayat that the time is now. This ayat is such a powerful ayat of the Quran that there are recorded incidents of people that gave up their life, people who whose lives ended just on them listening to this ayat of Quran. This ayat had such a powerful impact on them that it was the end of their life. They couldn't live beyond that after hearing the message of this ayat. The great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, when he used to listen to this ayat of Quran, or when he used to read this ayat of Quran, then he would cry profusely. He would be overcome, overwhelmed by his crying. And he would say, Bala ya Rabb, Bala ya Rabb, definitely O my Rabb, definitely O my Rabb, I am responding to your message in this ayat. So such a powerful ayat. This ayat became the means of many sinners changing their lives and becoming great saints of this ummah. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah, Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah, great luminaries of the past, great ulama of this ummah. They changed their lives because of this one ayat of Quran. When we listen to this ayat, let us make this resolution that, oh Allah, I will also take heed to your advice in this ayat. I will also take your message seriously. And oh Allah, let this be the turning point in my life as well. Every one of us has room for improvement. We can never say that I've got it all. Everyone has room for improvement. Therefore, in every salah we read, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim so many times. If there was no room for improvement, why are we asking for hidayat? Why are the pious asking for hidayat? Why did the Sahaba ask for hidayat? Why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ask for hidayat? Because there's always room for improvement in getting the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no point that we can say that now it's enough, I can't go beyond this. We can always progress. This is the path of Allah, path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's always scope for progress, always scope for improvement. So let us make that resolution that, oh Allah, I am making this resolution that I am going to take this message of yours very, very seriously. And the time that we are going through, it's also a time that is conducive, that is supposed to make us think. It's supposed to activate us to take heed to the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this ayat of Quran. What does Allah say? A very unique address from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has not the time come for the people of Iman? Allah is addressing us, asking us a question. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has not the time come for the people of Iman? For what? أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That their hearts must become soft, must become compliant. Their hearts must submit and surrender to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accepting the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to accepting the truth that Allah has revealed. Allah is saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has not the time come? Just to put us in the picture, what kind of an address this is. It is like a father that's advising his son, continuously advising his son. And then one day the father says to his son, oh my son, how long must I advise you? When are you going to listen? Oh my son, when are you going to listen? Has not the time come for you to wake up now? So when a father addresses his son in that way, and obviously if that son holds the father in esteem and respect, then that son will take that advice as a shock. That my father is telling me, when are you going to wake up? This is Allah telling us. Allah is telling you and I. Allah is addressing me. Allah is not addressing the person next to me. Allah is addressing me. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has not the time come for the people of Iman? How long are you going to continue with procrastination? I still have time. Next year, New Year resolution, Ramadan, or Monday, like how every diet starts on a Monday and ends on a Monday. We know that we always say, no, I want to start a diet, inshallah, Monday I'm starting. And that Monday never comes. So, it shouldn't be the same year that we're saying, inshallah, inshallah. But now Allah is saying the time is now. Now is the time. There's no tomorrow. There's no later. The time is now. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not the time come? So therefore, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu used to respond, بَلَا يَا رَبْ. Definitely, O my Rabb, the time has come. The time is now. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. The reminders that we see around us, the admonitions that are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, various halat and conditions that we see around us, we are also afraid of those halat. These are all reminders from Allah. Allah is telling us, O my servant, has not the time come for you to now come back to me, to reconnect with me, to strengthen your bond with me, to strengthen your connection with me. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. For you to make tawbah, to turn to me. And then Allah goes on to say, وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Allah shows the negative of not taking heed, of not changing, of not turning to Him, of not making tawbah, and procrastinating, continuing, and we think that no, I'll change in the future. Allah shows the negative of it. Allah says, وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They should not be like the people who were given the books before, like the Jews and Christians, when they did not take heed to the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they did not take heed to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. And time passed, procrastination. They continued in this manner, procrastinating, enjoying, giving in to their temptations and desires. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. And because of them continuing in this manner, in their enjoyment, in their temptation, in their lust, because of that Allah says, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They were deprived of the tawfiq of tawbah because their hearts became hard. Their hearts became hard. We become immune to the wrong. We feel I can change tomorrow. We're not realizing that bad habit is taking root stronger and longer in our system. Then later on, when the reminder came, when the inspiration came from Allah at this moment, this is the moment to capitalize on it. This is the moment to take advantage, because we don't know whether it's going to come in the future. Allah says these people, because of them procrastinating, because of time passing, in their wrong ways, in their wrong practices, in their temptation, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became hard. Their hearts became immune to the wrong. And when we become immune to the wrong, then nothing is going to affect us. Then we don't feel bad about it. In a youngster's term, you don't feel swak about it. That feeling of feeling swak. Some people only understand this, but it's a very apt way of explaining it. That swak feeling that a person has, that bad feeling that he has when he does some wrong, that feeling is an inspiration from Allah. It's a gift from Allah. That a person is feeling bad over the wrong that he is doing. And then he feels that I need to make tawbah, I need to give it up. This happens as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person does not pay attention to it, he ignores that feeling, that inspiration that comes from Allah, there's a time that can come, which Allah is speaking about. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Now the person's heart becomes so hard that he no more feels bad about the wrong. Then he doesn't feel bad about what he's doing. Previously he felt bad. Now there's no bad feeling. When there's no bad feeling, then what's going to activate him and motivate him to making tawbah? Allah says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Because of that, because of their hearts becoming hard, many of them became transgressors. Hakim al-Ummah rahimullah explains, they became disbelievers, they became kafir. It led them to that, where they became immune, so immune to the wrong, that it even leads a person, it can lead a person to kufr as well. But then Allah gives us hope again. We may feel my heart is so hard. How am I going to change? Allah says, اِعْلَمُوا. Listen, know well. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Allah is the one who gives life to the dead land. So just as Allah gives life to a dead land, Allah can give life to your dead heart as well. So we should not lose hope. Allah is telling us that there's no point where we can say my heart is too hard and I can't change. Allah is saying that Allah gives life to a dead land. The land is dry, absolutely dry because of drought. And one good rain comes and then that land once again becomes alive. In the similar manner, Allah says that your heart can be hard. It can be dead. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can revive our dead hearts. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah revives our dead hearts. Allah turns our hearts towards Him. So this is that powerful ayat of Quran, which changed the lives of many, many people. There are many incidents, obviously we don't have the time to go into the incidents of those that changed their lives because of this ayah. Just one or two incidents before we go to the incidents. As we explain that this feeling, this bad feeling, this feeling of remorse, this is an inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashayikh give an example. And they say the example of these inspirations that come from Allah is like a guest that comes to your home. But this guest is a guest that's very sensitive in his nature, in his temperament. You get some people, you can tell them everything on their face, they don't mind it. So you tell him, hey, what's wrong with you? You're coming and troubling me every time, he'll come the next day again. You get some people like that. And some people are very sensitive in their temperament. So you just show them slight disinterest. And the person feels, I mustn't go back to this person's house. So these inspirations that come from Allah, they are these guests that have a very sensitive temperament, a very sensitive nature. When that guest comes from Allah, it is a mercy from Allah. But if we ignore that guest of Allah, that guest that's so sensitive in his temperament, that guest may not return again. It may be that this is the last time that an inspiration came, it will not come again. Therefore, there's no such thing like tomorrow. There's no such thing like later. When that inspiration came from Allah, let us appreciate it. Let us make shukr to Allah that, oh Allah, you blessed me with this inspiration. This is a great favor of yours. And then we take advantage of it. We practice on it. If we fall again, once again we wake up. That's the beauty of istighfar. That's the beauty of tawbah. That we fall, we wake up again. We fall and we wake up again. Because we know there's only one door that we can turn to. And that is the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayah, has not the time come for the people of iman? Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, great muhaddith of this ummah. Someone asked him on one occasion, that when did you change your life? When did you start studying the knowledge of deen? You became such a great scholar. When did you start this journey of knowledge, of ilm? So he says, he explains, he says, كُنْتُ شَابًا أَشْرَبُ النَّبِيذ وَأَسْمَعُ وَأُحِبُّ الْغِنَى وَأَطْرَدُ وَأَطْرَبُ بِتِلْكَ الْخَبَائِثِ. He says, I was a youngster, like other youngsters. I was a youngster that was drinking alcohol, drinking intoxicants. I would love music. And he says that I would be very thrilled by all types of filth and all types of evil. How it happens, a young person has these challenges, and then we feel that it is too difficult for me. There were great people of the past that also had these bad habits. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed them as well. So, he says, one night, I invited my friends over to the orchard. It was a time when the fruits were ripe. So, it was a good time for us to enjoy perhaps the summer seasons. And we know what happens in summer. There's more vice that happens during this time of the year. So he says, that like this, we went out for a party to the orchard. The names may change, the venues may change, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing, but just the packaging is different. So today you may go to a club to do the same thing. They went to the orchard to do it. So he says, like this we went, we had our dancing girls there, we had our intoxicants, until we drank and we became drunk and we fell off to sleep. He says, towards the morning, around the time of tahajjud, the time of sihri, my eyes open. And then I take my flute and I try to sing. But he says, while singing, my tune wasn't coming out right. Now what was he singing? He was saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِي مِنْكَ أَنْ تَرْحَمَا وَنَعْسِ الْأَوَاذِلَ وَاللَّوْمَا. He's addressing his beloved. And he's saying, that hasn't the time come for you to feel pity for me, to feel sorry for me? A boy that's after a girl, and he's trying so hard. So he's saying, hasn't the time come for you to feel sorry for me? And we must defy all those that are rebuking us and reproaching us. Don't worry about what the world says. It's just between you and I. So, he's trying to sing this, but he's not coming out. Now the first words are, Alam Ya'ni. Has not the time come? He says, miraculously from that instrument of minds, I hear this ayat of Quran coming out. When Allah wants to change a person, when Allah wants good for a person, Allah will make strange arrangements for his hidayat. A person will get hidayat from an instrument of vice as well. So he says, I hear this ayat coming out. What's the ayat? The ayat is, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The same ayat that we are discussing. Has not the time come for the people of iman that their hearts submit and soften and become compliant to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the haqq and the truth that Allah has revealed. He says, when I heard this, imagine the person, he is in the den of vice, he's involved in all that filth. But at that time, when this ayat came, this was that reminder. That reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Bala ya Rabb. Definitely, oh my Rabb, the time has come. He breaks the instrument. He busts those bottles of wine. And he says, فَجَاءَتِ التَّوْبَ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ بِحَقَائِقِهَا. Through the tawfiq and grace of Allah, Tawbah in its true sense, the reality of Tawbah came to me and I changed my life at that occasion. So these are the reminders that may come from Allah. A person may be involved in some vice, in some sin. There are many incidents of people that were about to do the act of zina. And at that time a reminder came. Sometimes that lady also told them, Ittaqillah, fear Allah. And at that time, when that inspiration came, they took heed. And they changed their lives and they became great, great pious people. Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah, he was known as Abidul Haramain, the worshipper of the two harams. Imagine what a great Abid he must have been. What a great saint he must have been. That he was known as the worshipper of the two harams. The famous poetry of Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, where he addresses Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah. Both of them, we are speaking about both of them. Where he speaks about, Ya Abid al-Haramain ilaw absartana. So, this was Abidul Haramain, Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah. What was the turning point in his life? He was a highway robber. He was a person who would hijack people. He would loot, he would plunder. And he would take people's possessions. And he says that he was in love with a certain girl. Whilst he was trying to reach her. In the old days it was different. Today it will be meeting at the mall or whatever it may be. In the old days he says, I'm climbing the wall from the back or wherever. And I'm trying to go into her room. And while I am climbing, imagine at that time, when he is going to meet his beloved, while climbing up the wall, he hears someone reading this ayat. He overhears someone reading this ayat. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. When he hears the recitation of this ayat, again he says, بَلَا يَا رَبْ قَدْ آن. Definitely, O my Rabb, the time has come. The time has come. He leaves that. Imagine a person that's madly in love and is making a plan to reach his beloved. And at that time a reminder comes. What we'll say, "Akh, I'll make tawbah tomorrow. Or we'll see later." That's what comes to our mind. Ya immediately. Bala ya Rabb qad an. Definitely, oh my Rabb, the time has come. So this is the reminder that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The incident continues. Nevertheless, he finally became a very, very pious person. But the turning point again was this ayat of Quran. Hasan Basri rahimahullah was once explaining this ayat of Quran. And while he was explaining this ayat, there was a youngster sitting in his gathering. In the gathering of Hasan Basri rahimahullah, in his dars of tafsir. Alhamdulillah, this masjid is fortunate that every morning Mawlana Chuhan sahab for so many years is doing dars of tafsir. Let us sit in this dars, in this lesson of tafsir, and try and understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know when that turning point would come. Now this was a youngster that was involved in vice, in sin, in wrong. He was steeped in wrong. And he's sitting in the dars of tafsir, in the lesson of tafsir of Hasan Basri rahimahullah. And while sitting in that lesson of tafsir, Hasan Basri rahimahullah explains this ayat. And he gives a very, very powerful explanation of this ayat. And this youngster feels remorse. And he says to Hasan Basri rahimahullah, will Allah forgive a sinful youngster like me as well? So Hasan Basri rahimahullah says, definitely. This youngster falls unconscious. Falls unconscious. The fear of Allah gripped his heart. He falls unconscious in that dars of Hasan Basri rahimahullah. Then he regains consciousness. And he asks again, Hasan Basri rahimahullah, will Allah forgive me? Hasan Basri rahimahullah recited some couplets. Again he falls unconscious. And like this two or three times he falls unconscious until finally Hasan Basri rahimahullah tells him that Allah who is all merciful will forgive a sinful servant like you. And on that point this youngster now makes tawbah and he turns his life. So this ayat is that ayat that has changed the life of many. Let us take heed to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah. Just to once again give the summary of the message for the benefit that have come, of those that have come later on. Allah is telling us in this ayat that has not the time come for the people of Iman that their hearts soften to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the revelation that Allah has sent down. And they should not be like the people of the book before them because of time passing, procrastination, and them being involved in their haram and illicit and wrong temptations and fulfilling their wrong desires and involved in various types of vices and sin. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their hearts became hard, their hearts became immune. This point of becoming immune to the wrong is something which we need to take very seriously. In the old days, they may have not been so much of knowledge, so much of outward piety, but there were certain things that were taboo, certain things that we'll never go close to. Why? Because the elders feared that we must not become immune to it. So, the swine, we won't even find our children taking the name. In the old days, a child mustn't even take the name. My one relative, elder than me, he explains that when they used to walk from school, then walking from school to the Nana shop, there was a bottle store en route. And it so happened that the bottle store was on the side that they would walk on. But he says that the Nana was so particular that nearby one of his friends had a shop. And he had strict instructions that when my grandchildren come near the bottle store, you make sure they cross the road. They must walk past it, then they can cross the road back and continue. Now what was this? There may have been another reason to it, that people mustn't feel that they have come out from the bottle store. So staying away from a situation that may cast a doubt against them. But another reason to it is that when that youngster knows I can't walk on the pavement outside a bottle store, how will that child ever go in the bottle store? That child will never go in. That child is so disgusted just about walking past. So inshallah, that child will never put that bottle near his mouth. But then what happens? We become immune to it. The adverts we see, the commercials we are watching, and various things that now desensitize us from the wrong. And then we become immune to it. Previously, or there may have been a time when we hear of some premarital relationship, then we owe extramarital relationship, illicit relationship while a person is married, then we feel bad about it. We feel disgusted. How can the man, he's married and he's doing that? And today it becomes normal. It becomes so normal. Last week when Alim was explaining, he said it's normal now. Husband and wife both know that each other have got some extramarital relationship, but they're continuing with their marriage. They know that they're involved. He knows his wife is involved. She knows he's involved. But they're continuing with it. It becomes normal. What happens? We become desensitized. We become desensitized from the wrong. Because of time passing, we don't pay attention to these things. Therefore, especially aspects relating to immorality, especially aspects relating to certain types of vice and sin, we have to stay away, far away from it. And we have to make every effort to keep ourselves and our children far away from it, as far as possible. It must not be, Allah forbid, that we become desensitized. It becomes normal. And then it's something that becomes tolerable, something that becomes acceptable. That's where it becomes. First we feel bad about it. We are shocked. How can someone do this? And then slowly, slowly, when we become desensitized, when we don't take heed to the reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this becomes normal. So Allah is telling us in this ayah that make tawbah, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise it may happen that your heart can become hard. You will become desensitized from the wrong. And then the tawfiq of tawbah may not come. Respected friends, one is this ayat and the powerful message of this ayah. The powerful message of this ayah is that the time is now. Together with this, as I touched on in the beginning, that the current situation also supports us. And it sort of activates us to make this call and to make this tawbah and this turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we're seeing around us was something we never saw. Unprecedented. We speak about unprecedented. Some uncharted waters. Things that we never saw before. We never thought that Ramadan would come and go and we won't see the masjid. We never thought that Jummah we won't go to the masjid. We never thought that Eid Salah we won't go to the Eidgah. We saw all of this happening. And then those that would enjoy this season, for the non-Muslims perhaps they would have never thought that they could not party on the beach on New Year's night. But things which are not normal are happening. Things which are unprecedented are happening. All of this is giving us the same message. We're seeing people getting sick. We're seeing people passing away. People who are young leaving this world. Now what is all of this? These are all reminders from Allah. It's as if Allah is telling us, it's through these conditions, Allah is telling us, has not the time come? Has not the time come for you to change? Perhaps previously, we would feel too difficult not to go to the crowded beaches during this time. It's so hot, Mawlana, we're living in Durban and mustn't go to the beach. Now Allah has created that scenario. We're on those certain days where we thought we had to go. Now Allah is making it such that even the government is stopping us from there. So the condition has become such that now it's becoming a reminder. It's becoming conducive for us to make this change. It's as if Allah is telling us, oh my servants, has not the time come? Is not the situation reminding you and screaming at you and shouting at you that now is the time to turn to me? If this is not the time, then when will the time be right? We're saying, no, the time, I still need some time. We saw a lockdown, a strict lockdown. We made resolutions. Unfortunately, due to our weaknesses, many of us broke our resolutions. We broke our resolutions. Now Allah is giving us a second chance. We are all afraid of the second wave. Let us, from a positive angle, look at it that it's a second chance for us. It's a second chance. Allah is telling us, oh my bandas, oh my servants, you made some change. You didn't make the complete change. Now I'm giving you a second chance. Once again turn to me. Once again turn to me. See what's happening around you. Take lesson. As Shaykh ul-Hind rahimahullah mentions, inqilabate jaha wa'izi rabhe, har taghayyur se sada aati hai, sun lo, fafham, fafham. He says that the changes that happen in the world, these are all reminders from Allah. We spoke in the ayat, Allah says, has not the time come for us to take heed to the reminders. He says, these changes that are happening in the world, all reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every change that happens, it shouts out a message, take heed, take heed. Just once again, this ayat, very, very powerful ayat of the Quran, where Allah says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, has not the time come for the people of Iman, that their hearts submit to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the revelation and the truth that Allah has revealed. Let us all from the bottom of our hearts say, Bala ya Rabb, oh my Rabb, definitely the time has come. Now is the time. I am definitely going to make certain changes in my life. What changes we know? We know it's between us and Allah. We know what changes we need to make. We know what corrective measures we need to implement in our lives. Just one last incident before I terminate. Just 1 or 2 hours before Jummah, someone narrated to me this incident of a person in Durban passed away last week. About 2 weeks ago, he phones one alim 10:30 at night. So when he phoned the alim spoke to him, he had a good relationship with him. Then he told him, but Mota, you're phoning so late. He says, no, I think I'm not going to live for too long. Then he goes on a trip to Joburg. He goes to meet all his family. He had some family, brothers, etc. He goes and meets them. He leaves everyone on a good note. Tells everyone, I don't know how long I'm going to live. Then en route, he stopped somewhere in northern Natal. His wife had passed away many years ago. He was remarried. But he goes to his old in-laws. And he goes and meets all of them. And he says, I don't know how long I'm going to live. Came back to Durban, met whoever he needed to meet. He falls ill within a few days while reciting the kalima, La ilaha illallah, la ilallah, continuously reciting the kalima, his ruh goes away. So we don't know when our time will come, how nice it is for us to leave this world in this good way. When we have a good relationship with Allah and a good relationship with fellow human beings, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this to become a turning point in our lives and for us to realize that we have to strengthen our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the only thing that will give us the courage and give us the strength to manage the various challenges that we are facing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.